James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. And right now we're joined by Australian cricket legend Justin Langer, who's heading over for Channel 7 to cover the ICC World Test Championship Final.
Our next guest loved playing England.
Justin Langer has smashed it to the boundary. He's gone from 95 to his century. That's his 13th century in Test match cricket.
And coaching against them.
Marvellous scenes. Australia retain the Ashes.
Now he's heading back to the motherland for the World Test Championship Final as Australia takes on India. Please welcome Justin Langer.
Excited to have him on too, because of course the World Test Championship Final is being played at the Oval. It'll be live on the screens of Seven.
Yes.
And when are you heading off, please, JL?
I'm leaving Saturday night, James, after the footy, so I arrived Sunday morning. And besides the World Test Championship, it was going to be a great entree to the Ashes. It's at one of my favourite grounds. Lords is my favourite ground on earth, but the Oval also is a magnificent place to play cricket. Should be a great game.
Would have got a few hundreds there, JL.
Yeah, I must admit, I probably sounding like a bit of a knob for saying it, because it's true. I did get a few hundreds there. There's no better, besides Adelaide Oval, there is no better place to bat in the world than the Oval. So for those Indian and Australian batsmen that get in, they will be licking their lips, certainly for the first 3 days or so anyway.
So I'm in England in 2001 for the Ashes series. Fifth test at the Oval. JL comes in for his first test of the series.
Yes.
So he'd been just pestular for the previous 2.5 months because he wasn't playing, so he's just running around annoying people. Then he comes into this team and makes 100 in that test. That was the start of the Hayden Langer partnership.
Ooh.
But also got cracked on the head by Andy Caddick and laid down for about 8 minutes, stopped the game. And I'm watching going, is there any danger of this bloke using the thing he's got in his hands? What about hitting the ball? That's about the eighth time you'd been hit in the head.
Brace, you know my mum very well, my past mum, of course. And what happened after that, I'll never forget, because I've gone down. I've got 100. I thought I'd never play for Australia again. Michael Slater got the last test match. I go out, my mate, and I thought it was a token gesture. Last time I'd play for Australia. Anyway, I get 100, and then I get knocked, as you said, by Caddick. I've got blood come out of my ear and my mouth and da-da-da-da. I go upstairs at the Oval, and just before I go have this brain scan, the manager, Steve Bernard, goes, oh, mate, I'll just ring your mum and dad in Perth, and I'll be worried. And I get on the phone to my mum, and are you okay, darling? Am I okay, mum? I've got 100. Test match, 100. I'm back. Don't worry about me, mum. Don't worry about me. Don't be all worried about the blood and shit. But I'll tell you what, mum, I'm back. I'm playing test cricket again. It's the last thing you need to worry about, a little bruise on the side of my head.
See, tough. That's all we liked about him. He was tough. What about that? Because if you were playing today, in today's cricket, you wouldn't play a lot of cricket, I reckon, JL. You got hit a few times.
Yeah, I did. In my 100th test match, I got hit first ball of the match and played no more part in. I got a really bad run from Nattini. It was funny. We were talking before off air. I had dinner with Kerry Packer one night, the great, late, great Kerry Packer. And at the end of the night, he was talking to us about, you know, how luck is important in life. The old Richie Beno theory, you know, theory luck's important. And he talks about his great-grandfather found a 10-pound note at the Hobart races. And if it wasn't for that 10-pound note, we wouldn't be sitting in this bloody house tonight. And he talks about 2 minutes later, he's talking about his dad and the printing press and how Women's Weekly was formed. And if it wasn't for luck and right place at the right time, boys, we would not be sitting here tonight. It's just all bloody luck. And then he's got a cigarette in his left hand.
Yes.
He slaps me on my left shoulder because I was sitting next to him at his dinner table.
Yeah.
He goes to me, you had a bit of luck in your life, haven't you, young fella? I said, oh, yes, Mr. Packer, I'm the luckiest bloke in the world. He goes, your luck in life? Lucky they invented helmets, or you'd be dead.
He said, lucky they invented helmets, or you'd be dead.
That's what he said. I wasn't sure I could say it or not. Said. But anyway, you put it in. That's what he said to me. At which point, Hayden and Steve Waugh and Brett Lee and Shane Watson were having a deal with that. All fell on the floor, laughing their heads off. Yeah. So what a, but it's true, mate. It's a very different world now, and it's important that we're looking after people with concussion, but it's certainly a different world.
Well, the other reason that you got hit so regularly is at about 3'10", half volley was whizzing around your ears. provided them with a reasonable target.
Actually, I've got a couple of personal questions while we're getting personal with Justin
Lang.
What about
how small he is?
No.
You can go there. You don't have to be worried about it.
Size.
How are you two clowns get away with this? Has got me absolutely
number
rooted.
One.
Anyway,
right? Number one over here. Hey, who's the better batsman, James Brayshaw or Greg Blewett? We've got a little thing going on here.
Well, the only thing you would say is that Greg Blewett, our great mate, did play Test cricket scored some Test hundreds. That probably says it all, I would say.
Righto. And who's the better bloke?
Gee whiz, mate, they're both rippers.
If there's any hesitation in you, you little bloody answer it properly.
Bray, look, for everyone who knows, Bray, and I hate to admit this, and it actually hurts me saying it publicly, but Bray is one of my best mates, believe it. I think he's one of the biggest knobs on earth, but he's one of my best mates. So, you know, he gets the ding-ding for the... For the better bloke. Oh, not that Greg Blewett's not a great bloke. No. He's a ripper, but you
it's
know,
just not as good. This is what I keep telling people.
We didn't think he was going to go that way, to be honest, did we?
He is a great bloke.
But generally,
he's not as good a bloke as me.
If we go for the third, we've got the better player, so you go Blewett. Better bloke, you say, I've got to say that. He's my best mate. But third, more handsome.
Yes.
Oh, mate, Blewett by a mile.
You're joking.
So it's 2-1. It's 2-1 to Blewett.
Not even in the same ballpark. He's not playing in the same arena.
Man, Bluey.
Nah, yes, he's got nothing. We're going to take a break. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because next we're going to talk about the ICC World Test Champion Final.
That'll be good. That's what we got him on for.
Exactly. So we're going to get to that next.
More with Justin Langer next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Shouldn't make fun of people who can't talk.
Ever wonder if you're in the right business, Bill?
Justin Langer, Australian cricket great, has stuck around. By the way, the ICC World Test Championship Final starts Wednesday, the 7th of June, live, free and exclusive on 7 and 7 Plus, JB, the only place you can see it all.
Yes. All right, so the Australian team interests me, JL, with this game. I think this is going to be a cracking game, by the way, too. Unbelievably good side. Scotty Boland has to play, in my opinion.
Oh, look, one of the biggest challenges, as I see it, for both India and Australia is this preparation. You know, we've got a few guys playing over at the moment, but you know, most of the guys, or Indians, certainly have been playing IPL cricket, which is very, very different for the fast bowlers, particularly in their prep, but also for batsmen coming into English conditions against the Duke's ball. And the Aussies are the same. We're in the middle of the footy season. They might have had some net sessions, but they've got no match practice. Mm. And I find that fascinating. I thought it was a mistake in India. They didn't play at least one practice game leading to the series, and they probably finished faster than they started. And it's going to be absolutely fascinating to me who can adapt quickest to those conditions. But I think Scotty Boland, you're right, he'll be up and about, and in English conditions, he could have a big impact on this test match and the Ashes.
Oh, I totally agree.
Will they play the four quicks?
Oh, very unlikely, Bill. I think with Cameron Green over there, but again, he's a young kid. He's only 21 or 22 years old. He's bowled a couple of overs in, you know, IPL cricket, but they want overs out of him as the all-rounder, which is very, very important. I think they'll go three quicks because they know how important Nathan Lyon is.
Yeah, exactly right.
Hazelwood interests me too. I mean, unbelievably good bowler. No one would ever say that. But he's played two test matches in two calendar years.
Yeah, and he came home from the I noticed he came home from the IPA. He's had some Achilles tendons issues.
Yeah.
He's had some side issues, which are, you know, some really worrying problems for fast bowlers particularly. You see it with a lot of ruckmen or some of the bigger – we see it with Nick Nat at the moment with the Achilles tendon. They're very hard to get better, particularly the big fellas. So he had some side. He came back from the IPL with some side issues. So he's bit of a worry for Australia. As great a bowler as he is, he hasn't played much, and they're going to have to really manage him well.
All right, I'm having a look at the running sheet here for the first day, and there are some experts.
Who have you got? Channel 7.
Well, we've got, of course, JL's there.
Yes.
Matty Hayden, his great mates there, the big Doss.
Yes.
Ricky Ponting is there.
Oh, good team.
Sunil Gavaskar is there.
Yes.
And my favourite JL, big Ravi Shastri.
Ravi Shastri. Last of all, the funny thing is, it's going to be nice to be in the same place with him, because last time we met, we were opposing head coaches of our country. So, but he's a ripping bloke. Like, he is an absolute classic. He's very dry, and he'll be. It's going to be. He's great company, and obviously very astute in calling the game of cricket.
What is the setup in the Channel 7 commentary box? So Jim's the leader, is he? JL?
Punter's the leader.
Now, who brings it all in and holds it together? And welcome to the ICC World Test Championship Final. Who does all that?
Oh, I'd say that'd be James's.
Oh, so you're job. The Richie. No, you're the Richie.
That's the job of a host. But when you talk about the leader of the group, Punter is undeniably the main man.
But you're
all
the host.
Just fall in behind him.
Yeah, you're the host, bud.
That's it.
Well done. How would he go hosting the breakfast show? Koshy, after about 50 years, has been the host over here of Sunrise. It's on Channel 7. How would Jim go hosting the breakfast show at 6 a.m.? And he'd have to get up at about 4, not walk in at 3 minutes or 6 and go, here I am, here I am. How would he go, JL?
Well, they'd need plenty of makeup, that's sure. That's the first thing I'd say. Yes. The second thing I'd say is I used to intrigue me for all those years when Jim was doing the breakfast radio. I said, well, how do you do it?
Yeah.
Get up. He goes, and we got to a point where I remember him saying to me, a number going, don't worry, mate, I will never, ever be doing this ever again. Yeah. So if he comes back, he's going back on his memories of early morning wake-ups. So,
that'd be money.
Bill, are we being serious? Is Brace going to have a crack at that?
Well, he's thinking about it.
No, I'm not.
You are.
It's the greatest lot of crap of all time.
He's thinking about
it, Joe. Fat's trying to get this up, and it is completely and utterly wrong.
I'll tell you where we'll be on the piss, JL. The wedding. We'll drink as much as we can and tip as much as we can out. Oh.
Well, what about here, Bill? No, he could either take over from Koshy, or Mark McGowan, our premier, resigned 10 minutes ago. He's resigned as the premier.
Good.
So he was texting me just a minute ago. He said, I come over from the wedding, I might go and try and become the premier of West Australia.
I've told you this many times.
I'm just hearing the few little whispers around the joint.
Told you this many times. Leave the humour to me. It's not a strong suit of yours. So leave that to me.
Well, let's just see.
I'll see you over there, and we'll have a lot of fun covering this amazing test match.
It should be great fun. Seven are going to do a great job. And Bill?
Yes.
I'm going to get a taste of what you're going to put up with for a whole week or so, mate. I'm sorry, mate.
I know.
So I'm taking him off your hands. You buy me a beer at his wedding because I'm taking him off your hands for a week.
You will
or
buy
so.
One too, because I'm not paying for either of you.
We're tipping them out. Tipping them all
the
out.
First time. Bill, you were asking me about Brayshaw and Blewett.
Don't you dare.
One thing neither
don't
of them
don't
do.
You dare.
Is
shout.
Not buy a beer.
Don't dare go there.
Too tight of blokes.
Blewett, yes. Don't you ever level that at me.
No, Jim, you're actually not too bad, I would have thought.
Very good.
Yes. Anyway.
Looking forward to it. See you, Billy. Go the West Coast Eagles, and I'll speak to you guys later.
Oh, the West Coast Eagles. Well, yeah.
Justin Langer, the Australian cricket great on the Rush Hour. By the way, the ICC Test Championship Final kicks off 7th of June on 7 and 7+.